This week, President Biden outlined a long-anticipated plan to learn from the COVID pandemic how to tackle the next pandemic or a future biological threat, mobilizing a response across 20 government agencies. Andrew Joseph, with our editorial partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication, has taken a look at the plan. Hi, Andrew.
Hi there.
So a plan involving 20 federal agencies, who's on lead?
This plan would be sort of overseen by the White House as it's envisioned under the National Security Advisor. So, yeah, there would be sort of this central authority there, which I think a lot of experts appreciate because it means there's a seriousness with which the White House is considering this.
Well, and, you know, one would hope because this is a long-range, long-term plan. And as we know, we remember the White House response to understanding the seriousness of the COVID pandemic during the Trump administration was in fits and starts, although that administration had a warp speed response, remember that phrase, to getting a vaccine out. So, all right, we're hearing the White House will helm this new response. What does this White House want to learn from the COVID pandemic and reaction to it?
So I think that's a crucial point. The COVID pandemic obviously is sort of the backdrop of this and sort of grappling with the failures of the U.S. response, whether it was scientifically looking at the weaknesses that's exposed in our public health workforce, for example. But the administration is really stressing that this is a plan that can prepare the country and the world really for any type of threat. You know, we have to learn from COVID, but we have to be prepared for something that might look quite different.
Well, and we got very lucky in a way. Even, you know, a million people died during the COVID pandemic. Some are still very, very sick with long COVID. But in fact, we were lucky in that scientists were already working on developing coronavirus vaccines, working on the platform for this new kind of vaccine. Just a wonderful coincidence. But what kind of funds is the administration asking for, and what kind of agencies will be involved? Where are they targeting?
Yeah, so the Biden administration has asked for $88 billion over 5 years for pandemic preparedness. But the administration is also saying, you know, a lot of these agencies, whether it's at the Pentagon, at the Health Department, you know, they're using their baseline funding for pandemic preparedness generally. And, you know, that was why we had a bunch of coronavirus vaccine research already going on by the time this coronavirus appeared. So this work does happen just kind of at all times. But there is a request from the Biden administration for Congress to authorize, you know, this $88 billion to really boost how the country can prepare for pandemics.
We understand part of this is, as the administration says, creating almost a public health army. Talk about public health workers and how this plan aims to bolster that.
Yeah, so public health departments at, you know, at the state level, at the local level, at the tribal level, really going back to the recession, they've been the Great Recession, they've been warning about how underfunded they are, how they're overworked. You know, they can't keep up with all the demands on them, whether it's infectious diseases or, you know, addiction and overdose, and they have to do a lot. And obviously that just, they got really stretched during the pandemic and are still working in overtime trying to deal with COVID and monkeypox and everything else. And, you know, with some of the congressional spending that's already come through for COVID, there were grants that went out to public health departments. But part of the administration's plan is to really bolster state and local and tribal public health departments. Mm-hmm. And I think what's important is not only does the administration want to do this in the U.S., they want to help, you know, as they say, at least 50 other countries sort of build up their local workforces, because as we've seen, a disease outbreak in one part of the world can kind of pretty quickly become a disease outbreak in other places
right.
as well.
And talk a little bit more about the biodefense. What's getting bolstered there?
The administration wants to sort of basically improve biosecurity internationally, which would require international collaboration around lab safety. There's a lot of research to suggest actually that the virus really did spill over from animals into people. But I think the main point is that pathogens can come from a lot of places, whether it's animals or a lab. And so to be prepared for, you need to be prepared for sort of any of those possibilities. And so whether the administration will be able to get all countries on board with, you know, lab security measures is an open question. But I think it is sort of pointing that needs to be a focus as well.
Yeah, they're looking for some sort of international mechanism that can strengthen lab safety. But meantime, President Biden has said the pandemic is over. He was criticized for that because there are such lingering problems. I mentioned long COVID, even though deaths have gone down. And that's one of the reasons that Republicans are pushing back on requests for funding. Does the administration have a task of some messaging here?
I think so. You know, and the Republicans in Congress have sort of, I guess, been unwilling to grant additional funding for COVID and monkeypox in sort of recent weeks, in part because they think they've given, they've sort of authorized a lot of money already for public health responses recently. And they have pointed to the president's language that the pandemic is over. I'm curious to know if, you know, there will be some more willingness to fund like a long-term pandemic preparedness measure. But again, you know, we have an election coming up. Republicans could very well take control of one or both congressional chambers. So it's not clear what kind of response the administration is going to get from Capitol Hill.
Andrew Joseph with our editorial partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. Thanks as always, Andrew.
Thanks so much.